We're hearing more talk about crosstalk between ER pathway and HER2 pathway. We have the tandem data that's been presented looking at anastrozole plus trastuzumab. What are your thoughts about that study and the whole general concept of this crosstalk?
The crosstalk clearly occurs. It occurs in animal models. That's a strong argument from the animal models, and particularly a strong arguer for that is Kent Osborne, of course, and he's got some very beautiful data in combination of inhibiting the estrogen receptor and inhibiting HER2. And Richard Pietras has also got some very nice data. The in vitro and the animal data, certainly for HER2, look very strong. So the trial which was reported on anastrozole plus trastuzumab versus anastrozole alone shows an advantage of the combination, so you've got a signal there. But then the question is, we need more of that sort of data, but what about the other signal transduction inhibitors? We have a combination of letrozole plus the mTOR inhibitor, teriflunomide. That was the combination versus letrozole. And that trial was, I'm afraid, disappointing in that there was no difference between those two arms. And several studies along those lines have not looked very promising. And so that avenue is problematical, except perhaps for lapinitib or Herceptin plus the AI. And I think the reason for all that is that if you look at in vitro with MCF7 cells, you find that they block one pathway or two pathways and they start up another pathway. These cells can get around blocks pretty efficiently, certainly blocks in signal transduction between the cell surface and the nucleus.